This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
This is the Fixer Sciatica Podcast.
Imagine you're driving a car through a town center. You're staying within the lines, but all of a sudden you veer to the right and your wheel actually hits the curb. You feel the impact, but you get back into the middle of the road and you go along your merry way. You, your tire, and your car are going to be just fine. Now, imagine you're driving the same car, but you have a habit of actually driving into the curb, regardless of the scenario. Now, after about 10 to 15 times of driving your car into the curb, your tire gets worn down, springs a slow leak, your rim is getting a little bit more beat up, maybe even altering how you're driving, and eventually you're going to need to actually replace the tire and rim before things get truly bad. So you replace the tire and rim, but you're still in the habit of driving your car into the curb. Now, both of these scenarios are great examples of how in real life there really is no such thing as bad form of movement. And hear me out, because our bodies are actually amazing dynamic machines that actually adapt to our environment. We're able to handle amazing stresses throughout our lives. And every now and then, we're going to have to lift something from the floor with a rounded back. We're going to have to be in a poor position and everything will be okay. Now, today's episode is going to dispel the myths of good and bad form and help you break free from the fear of movement. This episode is not a permission slip to act and move irresponsibly. Quite the contrary. By the end of this episode, you're actually going to fully understand the truth behind good and bad movement and how you can manage the day-to-day stresses when dealing with sciatica pain. So let's talk about what the medical society actually declares as good versus bad movement. A good example would be picking up objects off the floor with an upright chest versus lifting an object with a rounded back, which would be considered bad. Arching of the back leg back extensions are good versus rounding forward out the back is going to be bad. And the last one, squatting and never letting your knees track forward. The idea is that when squatting, never let your knees track forward. You always want to keep an upright torso. And so these statements of good and bad actually result in the creation of fear avoidance for all of us. That means we can become so fearful of movement that we avoid specific positions and activities, which can lead to further dysfunction down the road. In fact, there's not even an agreed upon standard for good posture, let alone bad movement. So what really exists is what we call load and volume management. That means our bodies were actually designed to move in many different ways and directions, but it is our responsibility as humans to manage how many times we move in a certain way and how much weight we move with it, aka the load. The most common visualization that I can provide for you in this episode is rounding of your low back when picking things up from the floor or slouching. If we never round forward, then why does our spine have multiple joints, which actually allows us to round forward? Why is it that when you have a herniated disc that most physical therapy programs will provide you with a cat-cow stretch with even 50% of that exercise being rounding of the spine? I want you to think that each one of our joints actually has a specific budget of movement in a specific direction. For example, your back may have a budget of 100 forward bends and 200 back bends. So if you look throughout your day, you may be spending 100 of those forward bends when sitting, lying, and moving, which means that if you hit the 101st or even the 110th forward bend, you're going to start to feel pain because you're simply doing too much of it. And if you add a forward bend with a load or weight or say an object, the budget for that forward bend will actually run up faster than expected. your pain is going to be present for quite some time unless you add in a
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
Change. Ultimately, the pain that we do feel is our body's request for a change, which means in some cases, the exact opposite of the motion of it that you're doing may be helpful. You may have only used one of the 200 back bends for the day or backward bends for the day. So your body can prefer moving in that direction or extension because it is craving that specific movement. You can do a simple thought experiment now. Ask yourself, what motions or positions have I not assumed today? Why is that? This is outside of your painful position, in which we suspect that you're in the position already too many times. And what that means is, again, explore new ranges of motion to allow you to break free and add variety into your day. Another way to look at the scenario, deviating from good versus bad movement, is the concept of efficient versus inefficient movement. Efficiency is the ability to do a lot of work with less energy and stress. Inefficiency is the exact opposite. And if we were to look at the example of lifting with a rounded back, we have to ask ourselves which is going to be much more efficient when it comes to picking something up from the floor. The many little and long muscles of our low back that spans multiple joints and generates a little bit of force, but a ton of stress. Or if you use your glutes and your hamstrings, also known as a posterior chain, the largest and most powerful muscles in the leg. The answer would be the latter. As a result, when trying to do something inefficiently, you're going to experience more exhaustion and an opportunity to get hurt because the demands on that body part far exceed the capacity or capability of that area. This example can be even reframed with an arched back. In this scenario, imagine I want you to try to keep your chest up and forward as you're bending over to pick up a pen. So you'll arch your back, engage your back extensors, those back muscles, and bend at your knees. Your quad muscles are going to engage, and so will your back. The back muscles are in what is I like to call an actively insufficient position, where there isn't going to be that much strength. What that means is when your back is arched, the muscles are already shortened, and your quad muscles are actually act as a primary knee extensor or straightening out your knee. Now, the two most active muscles in this activity are actually going to be the least efficient when it comes to generating force for the specific exercise. Now, ideally, with any lower body exercise outside of the use of machines, you are going to want to engage your hip musculature. That includes your butt, your hamstrings, your upper quads, also your inner thighs, your adductors. So as you can see in the few examples that I just described, that there's truly no such thing as good and bad movement and only efficient and inefficient movement. And when we reframe our mindset into this way of thinking, we're able to break away from the fear pain cycle and get back into normal moving. You don't ever have to be scared. And if you're looking for more help on trying to move without pain and fear, let's go ahead and check out our awesome Patient Advocate program. Now imagine having a physical therapist and coach in your back pocket providing you feedback on how you can exercise safely without the production of pain or how you can manage your pain wherever you are. At just $25 a week, the cost of this program is going to be a fraction of what you would typically pay for an in-person or even virtual session. And you can check out the program at ptpatientadvocate.com and the link is found in the show notes. Thank you so much for tuning in. We hope you got some help from today's podcast. And for more info, check us out at ifixyoursciatica.com. Have a fantastic and pain-free day. No patient-therapist relationship is formed by listening to this podcast. We are not providing medical advice, and all information should be confirmed by a medical provider.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See Home Club for details.